Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and I'm CEO and founder of the Wealth Engineering family of companies. And I'll be hosting today's PowerCast as the latest addition to our Wealth Engineering Fusion Power series. Now, we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach to a very expansive topic as we discuss fusing a digital infrastructure into high net worth focused RIAs, as well as MFO firms and single family offices. Our special guest today is Michael Lieberman, CEO and co-founder of AllPosit. AllPosit is one of the latest additions to my organization's Wealth Engineering Expert Sourcing Consortium. So let me start out by asking you, Michael, your background, along with the dynamics of the how and why you and your team engineered such a robust virtual infrastructure for high net worth advisors to encompass the entire wealth ecosystem of families and all of their enterprises.
Thank you, Nick. It's great to be on your podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Lieberman. I'm the CEO of AllPosit. For about 25 years prior to founding AllPosit, I worked in finance at JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and the last 16 years at Blue Mountain Capital. When we sold the firm to an insurance company, I left the firm, and for the first time in many years, I had time and the need to focus on my own personal balance sheet. I used a spreadsheet to keep track of my wealth. It was very primitive. I asked everyone around me, and to my big surprise, everyone was in a spreadsheet. I thought there's got to be a solution that's better than that. I did a little bit of research, and what I found was that there was either personal finance software, which was very nice, but it wasn't sophisticated enough to handle both the more complex products that I had on my balance sheet, the privates and other diverse products, as well as the more complex structure of a family with multiple entities and ownerships within those entities. So that was not sophisticated enough, the personal finance software. And then there was family office software, which was very expensive, hard to operate, often required a team to operate. So it wasn't appropriate for my situation. Because of my background and my long experience of modeling transactions and portfolios, and modeling complexity and complex products, I set out to write my own. That product developed and people around me saw that, they said, oh, I need to use it. I have the same problem. So over time, more and more onboarded, some with much more complex balance sheets than I had. One of our strengths is handling this complexity, handling the family organization that can be, you know, arbitrary complex and dynamic, changing over time. We have really great representations and easy ability to change it. Slowly it became turned from the from a personal project into a company.
Interesting. And so much of that occurs in business, right? And might have some relevance to how you built your hedge fund company and how it evolved and whatnot. And yes, so many high net worth families out there, whatever high net worth is supposed to be, they're working on spreadsheets. And there's got to be a better way, right? And then how do we homogenize this into technology, a digital technology that can be helpful to all the advisors that we consult with as they coordinate with single family offices and multifamily offices and achieve more coordination. moving the complexity into simplicity. And you've done an
Yeah,
excellent job of that as you build it out and continue to build out and add new ingredients to your mixing bowl.
yes, for sure. It's even what seemingly simple questions that they our clients and their advisors want to be able to answer easily and elegantly is just what do I own? How do I own it? Which entities, and why do I own it? Which transactions led me to have this position? And because of the dynamic nature of all those assets, especially financial assets, it's actually turns out that keeping track of all the events that happen on the on those assets, it's challenging, and there hasn't been I think prior to Allposit, there hasn't really been an elegant solution to doing that. And moreover, as we sort of move into this new agentic era, the models that are out there that are going to help the advisors help their clients are getting better and better. But they're only as good as the context that you feed into those models, and the context is exactly the answers to those questions. What do I own? How do I own it? Why do I own it? And it's very hard to have a good answers for those questions from a spreadsheet. So I think as both to just answer the immediate challenges that families have, and as you move into this new agentic era that's upon us, having the right wealth intelligence infrastructure is the key. And I think we have one of the best ones.
Yeah, you certainly do have a powerful platform, and it all begins with your entity structure of, as you just mentioned, Nick, where's all my stuff? Show me pictures and show me a diagram of where all my stuff is, and tell me stories about how some of these rather sophisticated techniques that may help me achieve my needs, concerns, the objectives, reduce taxation, and so on. How do you explain this in a simplified way where the client goes, "Oh, I see what you're talking about now." And so you have that entity structure, that mapping, if you will. And I think you've gone a long way in from an onboarding standpoint in other so-called technology. It takes weeks and months, and you've got it down to hours in many cases, depending upon the sophistication and complexity. And then you can slice and dice their portfolios in a rather unique way, and then how do you track the balance sheet? So, can you touch on some of that as to how you streamline some of the aspects of your platform?
The underlying infrastructure for everything that we do is something we call a smart transaction model. It's a very powerful and elegant and simple model that actually is used to represent all the assets and all the relationships between the assets behind the scene, and particularly for this complex entity structure, trusts, SEs, internal funds that some of our families operate with entities within the family contributing and withdrawing capital from those funds. All of those things are very elegantly represented by those smart transactions and very elegantly represented with intuitive, interactive user interfaces. In general, the system is always up to date, reflects the latest state, and allows you to really simply and elegantly slice and tag your portfolio, your entities. Or every family that we have as a client looks at thing at their picture in a different way. And they're able to configure it very intuitively, in some ways similar to how it's done in a spreadsheet, or at least following the same paradigms, but in much more robust and trusted way than the spreadsheet. As you mentioned, we do have, complex families with nine-figure balance sheets or more. Onboarding often within hours and being able to see their, their picture, their and the way they want to see it, modeling their internal hierarchy of entities, and tagging the family owner, the account location, the asset class, and so on, in many different ways how they want to look at their portfolio, and creating very flexible, intuitive, up-to-date dashboards that that they can look at, that advisors share with their, with clients, with families. Everyone is looking at this one source of truth, and people are making decisions from this intuitive, up-to-date data.
Yeah, so you can a client can with through their advisor organize and store and track, collaborate, activate, transmit everything. Wouldn't that be a interesting model, which you spend a lot of time building out and figuring out how to build out? So we have everyone, everything, anytime, anywhere, all in one place. So that's how it's got to be. There can't be black holes sitting around where things stagnate, and now you don't know, now you're back to the Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah, and this is what, excites our clients, that they can see, in just a few clicks, they've onboarded their portfolios, and now they have the transparency, they have the control, they have the peace of mind that, their, everything is represented, that it's not, hidden away somewhere where if something happens to me, who's gonna know where things are. So we're very kind of happy with already what how the clients use the system and operate it, and some of them look at it every day, even though, and they're very active, they manage their own portfolios, they, and some of them, their advisors are the ones who are on board them and create all the dashboards for them. It runs the spectrum, and we're now starting to see very interesting results with the AI agents also helping advisors and clients with very sophisticated level of value-added advice, value-added insight.
So obviously, all high net worth families are looking to eliminate the checklists and the spreadsheets. They want all that gone forever. And you've created a platform and infrastructure that can take care of that for them.
Yeah, we have, and it's also the our ability to handle complex investments like privates that are growing and now constitute a pretty large portion of the wealthy family's balance sheet is also a huge plus. That's something that our families really appreciate, our clients.
Yeah. What are your what plans do you have in the near future for 2026 and in the future relevant to adding new ingredients to your mixing bowl? Of course, getting
Well,
your
we
product to
really
more high net worth
it,
families.
it's what a lot of our clients are asking for, and we have really started seeing some results of that, is that advisors and their clients want to have want to move to wealth intelligence, right? They want to be able to leverage AI agents to give them value-added insights, and I think that's going to really change how how advisors work. It's really going to make advisors much more scalable, much more effective. The we see that the in the future where again, clients and advisors don't want to spend time on massaging data and aggregating data and normalizing data from all those different sources. That's what we do for them. But they want to spend their time on value-added estate planning, tax planning, portfolio construction, scenario planning, etc. So we see that as our product really enables the advisors and the families to focus on those higher value services that are becoming much more scalable, much cheaper to be able to access, and very effective.
Yeah, that's right. And utilizing the AI platform that you built and you continue to expand, it'll make it a lot easier because you create the canvas when we're involved with our advisors, coordinating with our advisors with their high net worth clients, in dealing with tax planning, asset protection, estate planning, philanthropic planning, and so on. You've got the canvas already sitting there, and with permission, we can go in and work on documents and planning and dynasty trusts and look at tax returns and whatnot to coordinate things. So it's all in one place as opposed to being in 89 different places. And
Right. This is a
AI allows us
frustration.
to pull that information that we need to the forefront as on the fly.
Totally. This is the frustration that we hear from many of advisors of our clients. They say, look, I have this great knowledge, this ability to, give a very high value services, but instead of that, I'm spending a huge amount of time on just massaging data, creating a balance sheet, presenting a balance sheet, and that's not my value added. We've had like we had a client who onboarded, but had a let you just give you an anecdote that had a was paying an accounting firm like $20,000 a year to create a quarterly balance sheet with a 3 month lag, and then onboarded onto our product without even thinking about that service, just wanting to have a daily sort of look at their portfolio and what do they own, how do they own it, etc. And then suddenly they thought, wait a minute, this product can give me that the balance sheet and ask us to configure the report in exactly the same way that they received it on this quarterly basis. We were able to do it in within half an hour of the request, and now they that client basically said, okay, I don't need this $20,000 service anymore. I still need a lot of advice and value-added advice, but not just reporting my balance sheet.
Yeah, looking at history information isn't very effective, and like you said, it's already 90 days old. And so, how do we streamline all that? And your platforms, we're very excited about having added you to our expert sourcing consortium. And of course, you and Zach, your chief revenue officer, will be participating at our conference coming up in September. And of course, we'll be conducting more podcasts and press releases and announcements and so on in the very near future, because our
And we're very
partnership is.
excited to start helping your clients. That one of the most rewarding thing for us is when, we get feedback from the clients how great the product is. They love using it, and it comes from different angles at us, and it keeps basically this has been a really wonderful part of this journey has been to be able to solve the problems, have very complex and simple clients as well. The product is suitable for a whole range of complexity. Some of our clients are pretty simple and still enjoy the product, have a have one of the things to as a feedback.
So
So we
you're
hope
helping
to
us
keep them.
selfishly master the wealth advisory maze in and with our clients, and then bringing their families and of course the advisors and all of their wealth together in one place, because most of it's just a big mess. 90% of all high net worth clients, both domestically and internationally, it's a mess. And most of your quote unquote competitors, and as far as family office technology, most of it is just once they just want to report the liquid assets. They're not getting involved in the entire wealth of a family. And that's the challenge, and you've achieved that objective. And so we're excited about being able to parlay that with all the advisory firms that we consult with, CPA firms, law firms, and their clients. So we're going to have a lot of fun relevant to our fairly fresh relationship.
Great, great. We're looking very much forward to it.
So we've covered a lot of territory, Michael. In conclusion, any final thoughts?
Well, I'm very much excited to partner with you guys and to bring a new era as we kind of move from wealth reporting to wealth intelligence. I think
Wealth
that's going to
intelligence.
be a great partnership for us to help clients to get there.
That's pretty exciting stuff. It's going to certainly free up the manual processes that we have relevant to when we're, like you said, an advisor that you are working with. Like, that's not value add as far as staring at, a desktop full of financial statements, tax returns, alimony agreements, and so on for a family, as opposed to being able to streamline all that, getting it all into one place and being able to look at it, everybody at the same time. So, in conclusion, I hope you gain more insight into how you can utilize our wealth engineering hub and the other entities that make up my family of companies in coordination with Michael and Allposit and the rest of our expert sourcing team to gain more success and control within the wealth management arena. Now, you can learn more about Allposit by visiting their website at allposit.com. That's ALLPOSIT.com. And of course, the main website for my family of companies is mywehub.com. Again, thank you, Michael, for participating in our PowerCast, and thanks to all of those listening in. Have a great day.